This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Denise Walsh.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Denise Walsh. We're your co-hosts for today's show, when we'll be talking with Carl Davis, Class of 73 and Assistant General Manager for UNC Center for Public Television.
That's right. You know, Carl's what we like to call a top 10 pirate. He hasn't missed, I don't think he's missed a football game in 100 years now. Carl's not that old, but.
No, I think you're right, though. He's always there, a strong supporter, and he also is working very hard on the radio reunion for the different radio stations from all of the different years. I'm
That's
sorry,
right.
there were three. It was three different
WECU,
names, right?
WECU, WWS, and WZMB. Most recently,
thank you at 91.3. So they're getting everyone together over homecoming weekend for a radio reunion. So if you are part of campus radio, check out our website and see what Carl and our staff at the Alumni Association is doing to pull together a fun reunion.
That's right. They're getting Pooh Bear and the Big Fish, and everybody's coming back for this reunion. So if you were part of ECU Campus Radio, check it out at pirateolumni.com. We'll be back in a minute with Carl Davis. This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible repayment plans. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates!
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll-free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're excited to welcome Carl Davis, East Carolina Class of 73, into the show now. Welcome, Carl.
Well, thanks, Paul. Happy to be here.
Carl is the Assistant General Manager at the University of North Carolina Center for Public Television. He's also a member of the ECU Board of Visitors and is a top 10 pirate, in my opinion. We'll get into all that in a minute, but let's start at the beginning, Carl. Tell us how you became a pirate and why you decided to attend East Carolina.
That's an easy question to answer. And I've actually answered this in a speech I gave a few years ago. It was as far away from home as I could get and still pay in-state tuition. but it turned out to be the right decision. I mean, it started to be a not-so-good decision, but kind of the wrong reasons, but it worked out.
Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Hickory in western North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah, furniture capital of the world, right?
Well, you know, furniture, textiles, all of that. I was accepted at State and Carolina, and then there were some folks in Hickory that wanted me to stay and pursue my radio career at the time and attend Lenoir College. But it was too close to home, and this was far from home, and that's why I got here.
Great.
Well, you have an interest in radio, and you were involved, I understand, with WECU and WZMB when you were on campus here at East Carolina. What was really the catalyst that got you interested and involved in communications?
I guess looking back on it, when I was probably 8 or 10, 12 years old, I used to listen to the radio stations, the Clear Channel radio stations from New York and Chicago and Philadelphia, and I just was fascinated by the fact that you know, these guys would be there playing records and talking on the radio, and I'm listening to them thousands of miles away. I just thought that was very cool, and ended up working for several of the local radio stations while I was in high school, and then when I got to East Carolina, I did what my mother asked me to do, which was stay as far away from the radio station as I possibly could. And I followed her advice for 3 days. So, you know, and I found my way quickly to the campus station, which was then WECU, and met a lot of great people there. And it just kind of, you know, progressed from there and ended up when I got out of college, or actually my last year of college, I worked for WOOW, which was then the big AM Top 40 station back then.
You know, at Homecoming 2005, which is October 29th, we'll be sponsoring a reunion for WECU and WZMB Campus Radio alumni. Tell our listeners about that reunion and your involvement in it.
It was something that every time I would run into to any of the folks from that era, or even some folks from later on, somebody would always say, "Gosh, it'd be great if we could just get together again." And it was always a lot of whatever happened to what's his name, you know, gosh, and he dropped off the face of the earth. We haven't seen him, and that kind of thing. And it went on and on. And I had some conversations with some folks at the Alumni Association over the period of the last 5 or 6 years, and just kind of kept bringing it up. And you've really taken the ball and run with it, and I really appreciate that. And we have created some excitement with it. I think in the last couple 3 weeks, we've probably found 20 or 30 people that we had no idea where they were. And several of them have committed to coming, so I think it's going to be a great event.
It is going to be a great weekend. It's going to be October 29th, and we're going to invite all the WZMB, WECU alumni back for our tailgate, which will happen that weekend, and they can watch the parade, and we're going to arrange for the tour of the radio station, and so we're excited about helping you all pull that together. So,
well, we're very excited that you've, you know, like I said, taken the ball and moved it forward. It's going to be a wonderful event, and there's a lot of people besides me that are really excited about it.
This is A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Denise Walsh with Paul Clifford, and we're talking with Carl Davis with UNC-TV and general manager of campus radio while a student at ECU. Carl, reunions are really special, and you find that people come back and reminisce and reconnect with each other, and people always seem to be a connection to a university. Can you share with us some of those people who made your time at East Carolina memorable, maybe had an influence on your career?
Well, I don't know that I want to name names. I guess the statute of limitations may have run out, but there are just a lot of folks, and I think I look at the movie Animal House in some ways as sort of the at least from the camaraderie standpoint that we had at WECU. We had a fellow who got thrown out of school because of some things he said about the administration. You know, those were sort of turbulent times, if you know what I mean. We had a telephone talk show, which was kind of controversial for its time. People would call in and state their opinions on the radio, and that was maybe a little bit little edgy, and got some of us in trouble a few times. The administration and the professors in the department at the time were very, very helpful. They were very supportive of us. And a lot of the people who were at the campus radio station in that period of time have continued on in careers that may not be right in broadcasting but are somewhat related to broadcasting or communications. So a lot of the things we did were fun. They were innovative. We did contests and promotions and stuff, which is things that most campus radio stations were not doing at the time. And I think one of the things that we tried to do was we tried to emulate a real honest-to-goodness commercial radio station so that the people who worked there would be better prepared when they left to enter the real world, as opposed to some, you know, having sort of an educational radio flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, now, Carl, I'm going to embarrass you a little bit here. You're a great example of how alumni can support East Carolina. You know, you're a donor at the scholarship level for the Pirate Club. You're a member of the Chancellor Society, which shows your commitment to both athletics and academics at ECU. But what stands out in my mind was something that you shared with me on our trip to Louisville. And it's the reason behind your support, and why you support athletics and why you support academics. And share that with our listeners, because I think that was, it's something that stands out in my mind.
There's been some, I guess I've been to a lot of the Pirate Club events, and I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of the student athletes. I can meet the Pirates, which is a great event that, you know, that happens here every August. And I think when you meet some of these kids and you see the what they're doing for the university, you know, it makes you wanna step up. And you know, I'm just thrilled to be able to, you know, to play a small part in that and to give, you know, some of these kids an opportunity to go to college. I mean, a lot of these kids wouldn't be students if they weren't athletes. And I think it's really important. And I think it's a privilege to be able to do that.
Carl, we know you're a huge ECU fan, athletics fan, that you're at almost every game, home and away.
Every game.
So what are some, is there a memorable game, memorable moment that stands out to you? I mean, I'm sure there's many.
There are a lot. But, I mean, I think for everybody, they'd have to say the Miami game in 1999 in Raleigh. I mean, it was just, I mean, it's emotional. It's, it was an event that the entire eastern part of North Carolina was a part of. It was a victory for everybody. It was a victory for East Carolina, for Eastern North Carolina, and for just for the community. It was just a wonderful event, and you know, we all. We were also touched. We're still touched today by it because it just, I don't know, you know, the things that happened that night, the circumstances, you know, the come from behind, the band, everything was just, the full moon. I mean, it was, everything was right that night. And, so I guess that has to be by far the most memorable. Now, there have been a lot of other great games, but there's none that compare to that.
Yeah. Well, that game also serves as a metaphor for the resiliency of the people of this
exactly,
area.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, off the heels of the devastating hurricane and having to spend some time, our team actually, I believe, had to stay in South Carolina.
That's true.
You're right. It was against all odds and...
Yeah, I mean, it's a story. I mean, that you know, that somebody could make a movie out of. You know, I would hope. But you know, it's one game that stands out, and I just I can't think of any other. There've been a lot of others, but I can't think of any others that are in that same category because of all the things that were around that game. It was a whole lot more than a football game.
You know, it's something that struck me too, getting to know you and your wife Martha, is the people that you are have met along the way at being a Pirate fan. And I thought to myself when you told me the first time that you have been to every home game for the past, every home and away game for the past 8 years, I thought either he's single or that his wife is just as crazy of a Pirate fan as he is.
Well, she's a long-suffering Pirate. That's what I like to say. yeah, she went to UNCG, but I think she bleeds purple, just like everybody else around here. We've had the opportunity, I think, to meet a lot of very wonderful people traveling around to a lot of these games. I don't mean just ECU fans, but primarily those are the ones that we obviously get to spend the most time with, but there's a lot of those folks that are just great people from all over the country. There's a fella from Nashville, Tennessee, and I think he's been to about as many games as I have in a row. And I mean, he's there. They're there. You just look in the stands, and there they are. You can just count on them. Wow. I mean, it's a great feeling, and there's just a lot of. It's like the WVCU camaraderie thing. I just think it's a special feeling.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford with Denise Walsh, and we're joined by Carl Davis of UNC-TV. Carl, you've been at UNC-TV now since 1998. Tell folks a little bit about UNC-TV and your role there.
Well, as probably most of you know, UNC-TV is your statewide public television network. We reach virtually every home in North Carolina and in upstate South Carolina and Tidewater, Virginia. We reach about 11 million people. We're regularly viewed by about 2 million people every week. We are a combination of both state, federal, and private support. We have the largest donor base of any nonprofit in North Carolina. And I think we're sort of a model for a lot of other public broadcasting operations. We produce more local North Carolina, more local programming than any other public television operation in America.
Wow.
We do about 400 hours a year, which is pretty intensive in terms of local production. We operate with about a $25 million budget. My role there is... I'm responsible for engineering in the technology areas, IT, facilities, buildings, and we have 56 sites around North Carolina that we have to take care of. I'm responsible for budget and finance administration and a newer role in terms of underwriting sales. Some people say advertising, but we call it underwriting. But so I have a fairly... significant role there. I have a great staff. I mean, the folks that that work with me are just the best. When I first came there, I didn't know what to expect, but the thing that I found very quickly was the quality of the people that are there, and they're very dedicated. Many of them could be working in a lot of other roles, a lot of other television operations around the country, but they choose to do it because they believe in what we do at public television.
Okay. Politics seem to play a big part in many issues today. For instance, who would have thought that Elmo and Big Bird could have been politicized? Carl, without jeopardizing your job, I guess, could you
I'll be happy.
Can you talk maybe a little bit about the political and funding challenges that UNC-TV and public television in general face?
Well, the most recent controversy, I've had the privilege of meeting Ken Tomlinson, who's the president of CPB, who's sort of in the middle of this firestorm that we have going right now, and Ken Faree, who's the who was the head of the media bureau at the FCC. He's now the acting interim president of CPB. And they both were, I think, very pleased with what they saw at UNC-TV, to be honest about it. They think that localism is a very important thing. Now, the political angle of it, I guess, is... it's hard to define for us on the local level because we're basically taking the programs from PBS and putting them on the air. So we're not really creating them. The 400 hours of local stuff that we do, obviously, we have control over and we try to keep the politics out of it. But we're not really involved in the production of the Bill Moyers show that's such a firestorm, or Postcards from Buster, which has been a, so we're really more of a conduit for those kind of programs. The funding challenge, as far as the federal government is concerned, is not, I mean, it's an issue for us, it's a problem for us, but it's not life or death for us. About 8% of our budget is from the federal government. So, that's, if we lost 25% of that 8%, that'd be 2%. So it wouldn't be, it's not life or death. It is life or death for some small public radio and television stations in some very small markets. They are almost totally dependent on federal funding. The state funding issue, we've been very fortunate. We've had some cuts over the years, but as have the universities and everybody else. And we're part of the university. And I want to let's make that clear. Even though it's UNCTV, it's part of the UNC system, and we're not affiliated with Chapel Hill or NC State or Appalachian any more than we are with East Carolina. We operate as part of the general administration of the university system. So our budget is the same as the ECU budget and the same as the Chapel Hill budget. So we have the same funding challenges there that the universities do. So we've been very fortunate as far as the state's concerned and as far as the people who voluntarily give us money every year, not unlike the universities' foundations and the Pirate Club and so forth.
It's essentially the 17th campus of the UNC system.
That's what we like to say sometimes. Yes, it's the 17th campus.
You know, I think this issue goes hand in hand because you talked about it being part of the UNC system. And you know, when a professor says something in the classroom, that's one thing. But when UNCTV puts something on television, it goes out to a much broader audience. And can you talk a little bit about the difference between community-based public television and university-based public television? And what I'm getting at with the question is, does UNCTV enjoy some greater flexibility with your programming because of academic freedom?
I don't think so. I think it's they're all about the same, or they should be the same. Every public television operation in the country has a community advisory board. We call it our board of trustees. But they all have that same sort of, or they're the same sort of system. So I guess if you had a someone who was the president of the university who wasn't even handed and who wanted to meddle, I guess they could try to influence the editorial integrity of the public television or public radio system. But that certainly hasn't been the case with us. And so we operate, as far as editorial integrity and those issues, we operate very independently. We have a community advisory board, and then we have our own internal editorial board. So we operate that way, and we make our own decisions, and they let the staff operate with complete flexibility. And in my 7 years, we haven't had any issues where anyone has come to us and said that we weren't fair, or that that we did something that they were. I mean, we always do things that people aren't always happy with, but they never have accused us of not being fair.
Great. Well, as we wrap up this segment of the show, this is your final words to the Pirate Nation. What is your hopes for the future of East Carolina and your personal future?
Well, I want to continue my personal future. I'll do it in reverse order, I guess, is to continue at UNCTV and continue going to football games. But I think East Carolina is a world-class university. I've had the opportunity to see a lot of schools, interface with a lot of other universities. It is a world-class school. It's a well-kept secret, I think, outside of North Carolina, outside of Eastern North Carolina. I guess my hope is that a lot of other people would discover that, too.
Well, that's great. Well, Carl, we want to thank you for joining us today. I said in the open, I called you a top 10 pirate, and every time we think of those folks out there who bleed purple or who are, you know, the most passionate about East Carolina, it doesn't take too long for your name to come up. And so I want to thank you for all you've done for East Carolina, all you continue to do for East Carolina, and especially for advancing our name and for being the true pirate in everything you do. Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Denise.
Thanks.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all Pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible repayment plans. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates!
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're back, and thanks to Carl Davis for joining us today. It's always good to hear some of the great things the Pirates are doing. And, you know, I was particularly touched. He got emotional there during the when he was talking about that Miami time. You know, neither one of us were there for that Miami game in 99, but it's just you kind of get the feeling as if we can at least empathize what they were going through.
Yeah, you could tell that was definitely a poignant moment for him and for the Pirate Nation from everyone we talk with about that. So that's great. Now, last week we were in Charlotte and Winston-Salem for Chancellor's Tours, and there are two more Chancellor's Tours on the series coming up in October. So if you are in the areas, the Tidewater area or New Bern area, check out come meet Steve Ballard, Dr. Steve Ballard, at our Chancellor's Tour. Sir.
That's right. For those of you out there who are unfamiliar with the Chancellor's Tour is, it's basically your opportunity to get to know our new Chancellor, Steve Ballard, in your hometown. We've taken him to Raleigh. He's been out to Charlotte, Winston-Salem, down to Atlanta, and now he's coming to New Bern. So all you folks listening on Pirate Radio 930 AM in the Tidewater, Virginia, or the New Bern, North Carolina area, check out PirateAlumni.com to get more information about that.
Right. I'm sorry. And those dates are going to be October 11th, and that will be in Tidewater, Virginia. And on October 12th, that's a Wednesday, he'll be in New Bern. So come and register, and we'll love to see you there at those events.
That's right. Both events are $20, real affordable. People leave with a full stomach, and they have a good time hearing about the Chancellor and his vision for our East Carolina University. When we're up in Tidewater, we're going to have the event at the Sheraton Waterside Hotel in downtown Norfolk. And when we're down in New Bern, it's going to be at their beautiful new convention center, the Riverside Convention Center in New Bern. So if you live in one of those areas, we'd love to see you when we come to town.
That's right. And until next week, actually, we have lots of game watches this coming Saturday for the West Virginia game. And if you are in the D.C. metro area, if you know people in Tampa, or if you're listening online in Tampa, Atlanta, Central Florida, or if you're listening from Raleigh, we've also got them in North Texas, Maryland. I could go on and on. So you get the picture. There's a lot going on, and those kick off at 12 noon, or in Texas at 11. I think Maryland's 11:30. So visit PirateAlumni.com for Saturday the 24th. That's today, folks. Get out there and go visit fellow Pirates to cheer on our Pirates as they face West Virginia.
Yeah, these are really informal events. You know, some people might be apprehensive. I don't want to go to a bar to watch a game. It's a great atmosphere. You're with fellow Pirates, and I think this afternoon we might shock West Virginia, so you're going to want to be there to celebrate it with other Pirates.
Exactly.
Denise, homecoming's right around the corner. We've got a lot going on.
I can't believe it. We do. In fact, we have, I think there are going to be a lot of things in the mixer. You can check that out, but I think I sent three pages over there to them of events that we've got going on, both here on campus or with our reunions that are taking place. We mentioned the radio reunion. There's also the Black Alumni Chapter reunion. The ECTC, ECC, Golden Alumni Reunion.
Sure. In addition to all of our traditional events, we have the golf tournament that we talked about last week, and you can find it on our website.
And spaces are going for fast for that. So
that's
if you
right.
want to be a sponsor or a player, you better go and register today.
Absolutely. The folks out at Ironwood are have been very generous, and we look forward to having a good time out there. But with the Outstanding Award Ceremony is also that weekend, the parade, the open house, the Alumni Center tailgate, and then hopefully we can beat the Golden Knights from Central Florida.
Exactly. Well, so for all that information and more, visit piratealumni.com, and we hope to see you at one of these events in the next month. We've got a lot going on.
That's right. You know, next week we have Charlie Martin on the show. Charlie is the president of the Parents Association, and he's a past recipient of the Alumni Association's Distinguished Service Award. You know, I keep saying the guests of this show make the show what it is. I guess that's how Regis Philbin's had a career.
Right. So. Yeah, we wouldn't be here without them. So.
So thank you to Shirley Rhodes for producing. And until next time, Pirate Nation, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold. Go Pirates.
Go Pirates.